in Perek Yud Beis Posuk Yud Gimel, Hishom Elacha Pentalu Elosecha Bechol Mokem Asher Tireh. You're not allowed to bring a korban any place that you see. So Rashi says, Asher Yaleh Belibcha. Any place that you see means any place that you decide. Aval Ata Makriv Al Pinovi. You cannot bring a korban anywhere that you want according to your volition. But if you're instructed to do so, like Eliyahu Behar HaKarmel, you are allowed to do. Okay? So the Pasuk says the only time there is a prohibition to bring a korban outside is only if you do of your own volition. If there is a mitzvah pinavi, there is nothing wrong with it. So the Briskerov in Zvochim asks, and he says something that doesn't make sense. First, he brings the Rishalmi. The Rishalmi says like this, Ein haboma niteres el al pinavi. The boma, to make an altar, you are only allowed al pinavi. Okay? So, when is he talking about? So must be talking about in the time when the Isur HaBomis. There's a prohibition to bring bomis, but al pinavi, you are allowed to do it. Like Eliyahu Behar HaKarmel. So he asks the Beskrov, one second. Lechoira, that's in every mitzvah. If the Novi, if it is a prophet, a Novi that tells you that you could transgress a mitzvah for a specific amount of time, you're allowed to listen to him. Like Eliyahu Behar HaKarmel, the Rambam brings down this in the Halachas. The Rambam says, Beferush, that a Novi is not allowed to go and contradict the Torah, except if he does that for a temporary basis, like Eliyahu Behar HaKarmel. That's by every mitzvah. So what's special about the Bomis? And the Pasuk here tells you, Hishom Elecha Pentale Aloisecha Bechol Mokom Asher Tireh. There is a special dispensation that you could bring a korban al pinavi. Why do you need that? Even if it would be a yisur, if a novi allows you, allowed to do it. So says the Briskerov, no, because the fact that the novi can tell you to go and transgress the yisur doesn't change. It's still an yisur. Only the novi allows you to do it. So if the novi tells you to bring a korban outside, it's still that you are bringing a korban outside. So it's not a korban. The chidush is that the pasuk says that if a novi tells you to bring a korban outside, like Eliyahu Behar HaKarmel, it has a din of a korban bifnim. It has a shem korban, and that's why the Rishalmi says in a boma niteres al pinovi, the novi is matir the boma. He makes it an altar. He makes it a mizbeach. So the chidush Eliyahu Behar HaKarmel is that not only that he was allowed to bring a korban outside, but that the korban outside had a din korban, a korban shel Torah. And that is the chidush of the pasuk. Now the question is, why did he have to? So in other words, transgress the yisurin to bring a korban bachutz, there's nothing wrong. But that the korban bachutz should have a din korban, that's the chidush of the pasuk. Why do you need that? Why do you need the korban bachutz should have a din korban? That's question number one. Question number two. The Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos brings down in Davov the Braisa. The Braisa says, "Im hoitzi v'yichnis b'shog yechayav chatos b'mezik onosh kores v'niskal." So the Gemara says, "Why did you tell me if you bring chatos for shui niskal?" So the Gemara says, "No. The chidush of skill is the following: Kederav de'omarav matzasi migil astori berebi chiyev v'koso beisim v'noimer ovis melochis v'ino chayev alachas." There is one melocha that you are not chayev skila, and the chidush is that what melocha you for sure chayev skila? That's only hoitzah. So to take it from one reshus to another reshus, hoitzah, is interesting. Why? Because it is a melacha such that even Isi ben Yehuda, who holds that one of the 39 melachas, you don't get skila, this melacha you get skila. Okay? Now, hoitzah is an interesting melacha because, like Torah says in the base, it does, for hoitzah, you need every melacha that was in the Mishkan. Just by being in the Mishkan, it becomes a melacha. The idea of hoitzah, you need a special posuk that hoitzah is chayef. Right? The Gemara learns a posuk, al yutzishim, koyim, what do I mean, psukim? So Tois asks, in daf beis, in daf tzadik vav, why do you need a posuk for that? So it says, because melocha, hoitzah is a melocha gru, it's a melocha that doesn't do anything. You really don't achieve anything. Because mali, moitzi mirishus, lirishus, mali, moitzi mirishus. I mean, what's the difference between carrying something in the house or carrying something outside the house? You don't accomplish anything. So the chidush is, if not that the pasuk tells me that this is a melocha, I would not know that that's a melocha. It's a melocha grua. So it's funny, it's a melocha grua, but at the same time, you for sure chayev? It's the only melocha, according to Yisbi Yehuda, that you're sure that you chayev kores and skila? And it's something that doesn't make any sense. So that's question number one. Question number two is, if you go into the melocha of Chaitzah, first of all, so the Masechet Shabbos starts with Melech HaTzitzot. So this asks right in the base, why do you start with Melech HaTzitzot? Meaning, usually you go in order. You start with Erev Shabbos, then you go into Shabbos. And all the Mishnayos go into very much chronological order. The only one which is outside of chronological order is the first Mishnah, Itzoh Es HaShabbos, that you bring the idea of Itzoh. So this asks, why shouldn't this Mishnah be later, together with the Perek of Itzoh? So that's the question number two. Why is Hoitzoh in such an interesting way? And just parenthetically, the question that we brought before, Be'eliyahu Behar HaKarmel, the first question, why didn't the apostle to tell me, is also interesting. The apostle says, Bechol Mokom Asher Tire. And Rashi says, doesn't mean to see it. It means any place that you so desire. Why here desire by Korban, Be'eliyahu Behar HaKarmel, is Beloshen Tire, Beloshen Ri'ah. So that's the question number two. Question number three is the idea of the Mishnah. The Mishnah in Brachas goes to say that there are four things that you make a bracha. The Gemara says you could see Oisim Aisim Rishis. A person who sees five things. A person who sees a comet, a person who witnesses an earthquake, Ola Rucho is meaning if you have hurricanes, or if you have what you call thunders, if you have lightning. Then you make Oisim Aisim Rishis. So the idea is that you make Shekoycho Gvorosim Aloylam. But the Gemara says that you could make also Oisim Aisim Rishis. By the way, if you have a hurricane, it depends what kind of winds are those. The winds which are done with anger, you make Shekoycho Gvoros Maloyalam, the Shalm says. Winds that are in anger, you make Oisim Aisim Rishis. And Mishnah Berurah says, since today we don't know what are winds that come with anger or winds that come without anger, you never make Shekoycho Gvoros Maloyalam, you only make Oisim Aisim Rishis. But why Oisim Aisim Rishis? Why earthquakes and hurricanes and thunders and lightnings is my separations? So the Gemara says, because it happened in my separation. The Pasuk says, in my separation, there were those things. So why? Why was there hurricanes in my separations? Why there were lightnings and thunders? I mean, what's the purpose of having this be my separations? Even more so, says in the Goen, in Shreis Eliyahu, in the Mishnayis, it says, if you look at the four things which happened, you make always in my separations, which is lightning, thunders, earthquakes, and hurricanes are connected the Arba Yisoides. The four foundational elements, connected the Yisoide offer is a earthquake, connected hurricanes, connected the Yisoide Ruach, connected the Yisoide Ha'esh are the lightnings, connected the Yisoide Ha'mayim is the thunders, which are clouds full of water clash to each other. So there are, these things are kosher to my separations, and they are not just by chance. They can negate each one of the Arba Yisoides. Why is that so? So to answer all of this, I want to go into the kasha that we just spoke about Masechet Shabbos. And I think the answer is very simple. So explains the Shloh. Why is Hoitzoh such a fundamental Moloch on Shabbos? So he says, you know why? Because even though you don't create anything specific with Hoitzoh, like it says, Moloch Grua, but Hoitzoh represents in its foundational form the entire idea of my separations. Because what's my separations? Before my separations was Hashem Echad, Hashem Echad. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created in the Bria a situation that kibiyochol that there is Irushus Arabim. The whole existence went from Rishus HaYochid into Rishus HaRabim. So if you look at the Melocha of Hoitzoh on its own, doesn't do anything, but all the Melochas and all the foundational idea of creation is in itself a form of Hoitzoh. Because all the Brias HaOlam is nothing, that was Hashem Echad Shmo Echad, and he created a base, he created a Mokim where there is duality, where there is Ribui. Because all Bechira, that's what we spoke about, all the idea of Bechira, know that the Avoid is in the world of Ribui. So Hoitzoh doesn't do anything, but is the Meloch on itself. That's why Yisi Ben Yehuda holds your Chayef for Shul Skila, but individually or alone, it doesn't create anything. Because all the Bria is a Mokum and Hoitzoh. That Hoitzoh, he calls in Chazal, is the Mokum Aponoi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a Chalal Ponoi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created space, a vacated space, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu hid himself away, that allows to have a multitude of choices, a multitude of processes. He created a room for growth. Now, in this room for growth, there is such a thing called the Reshimu. The Rishimu is indeed the room for growth. There is a mokum. There is still in its very, very original form that ichud that shows itself. And that's lechoira all the Maisa Bereishis. All of these things of Maisa Bereishis, which is thunders and lightning and earthquakes, are parts of nature that shows that in the end, man, as much as you control, you really have no control. HaKadosh Baruch Hu still creates. So that Yichud HaSholem still stays here. That Yichud HaSholem, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed itself to create Ribui, that's only in the superficial way, in its essential way, in its hidden way. HaKadosh Baruch Hu left the Rishimu that is still the Yichud is there. And therefore, in the Arba Yisoid is starting to go, and there is still my separations. You could still see that there is a Yichud, and this comes from the Yichud. Because on all those four things, there are things and there are processes which Adam doesn't control it. That we know that only HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the master of the universe, and no one else has anything else what to say. So it's always a mind separation, because on those four things is the place where you see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is really the mind separation. And that lechoir Eliyahu Be'har HaKarmel. Eliyahu Be'har HaKarmel, the Gemara says in Brochas that Eliyahu had to ask for HaKadosh Baruch Hu that they should not think that those are, that what he's doing is witchcraft. Because in every other case, there is Avodah Zarah, only we don't listen to the Avodah Zarah. Eliyahu Be'har HaKarmel showed that there is no such a thing as Avodah Zarah. He showed the concept of Hashem Hu HaElokim. Hashem Hu HaElokim is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Havaya, which is Haya Hoy Viviye, he is the Yesoid with the shortage of Kol HaKoichos Kulam. All the Koichos, the Ribui doesn't exist, it's all Havaya. He realized that Avodah Zarah doesn't exist. It's not that you're not allowed to listen to Avodah Zarah. You realize that Avodah Zarah never existed. That's the Chiddush of Eliyahu Be'har HaKarmel. The Eliyahu Be'har HaKarmel is Hashem Hu Elokim, that Hawaii is the shortage of Kol HaKoichos Kulam. That Chiddush, that the world when he went into Rishus HaRabim, is really not Rishus HaRabim, because in Be'atzmuso is still Echad, Eliyahu Be'har HaKarmel showed that. And that's the Chiddush of Eliyahu Be'har HaKarmel. So the Chiddush of Eliyahu Be'har HaKarmel is that even outside the Beis HaMikdash, it's still inside the Beis HaMikdash. Bechol mokom asher tire, if you follow the world of visual, we ask why the pasuk says not bechol mokom asher tirtze. What is bechol asher tire? Because in the world of visual, there is inside and outside the Beis HaMikdash. The chidush of Eliyahu Be'har HaKarmel, that even outside the Beis HaMikdash is still a Beis HaMikdash. It appears to be that there is an outside and an inside, but there's no outside. The outside still remains inside. Mela, that's the chidush of Eliyahu Be'har HaKarmel. The Eliyahu Be'har HaKarmel is the one that can give a din korban to something which is done bechutz. We asked, why does he have a din korban? He was allowed to do it. Din korban, why does he need a din korban? Yes. To go ahead and to prove that Avodah Zarah doesn't exist is to prove to you that as much as it appears to be that this is outside, that this is Rishus HaRabim, is still inside. So the Chiddush that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, that Yahar Kalman says the world appears to be Bechol Mokom Asher Tire. It visually, it appears to be outside, but in its essence, it's inside. HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows that Be'etzem is still Echad in one place. Where does it show that? It shows that to us through the four ideas of Ma'aseh Bereishis, which are powers of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that nobody else can control, nobody else can prevent. Nobody else even can know where this thing is going to hit. That's why you had the hurricane. The people were so prepared, but people couldn't do anything. The richest person of the world, like Bloomberg, had to run away. And even to run away, you didn't even know where to run away. So this is the concept to show that the world is a hoitzoa mirshus harabin, mirshus hayochid, but in essence, it's still rishus hayochid. It's a rishus hayochid that looks like rishus harabin. And that's our avoid, is hachnosa, is to take the world from rishus harabin and to realize it's only rishus hayochid. And the gilui of that to be Eliyahu is the one who brings the Mashiach, because he was the one to be megala to us, that as much as it appears to be, that there is a void of Zohar, in essence, there is nothing. Bechol mokoy mashar tire, any mokoy diyo makrif, has a din of Beis HaMikdash b'fnim.